Now it's time for a TARDIS break.
We'll get there in a minute, don't worry. Anytime you like. Oh, it's a different version. I've heard that version before. Doctor Who, of course. Yes, it's another big weekend of TV ahead. As well as Strictly and I'm a Celeb. Something special for sci-fi fans. Doctor Who returning to our screens, and there's something a bit special to mark a special anniversary. Today is exactly 60 years since the very first episode was broadcast, just after 5 o'clock on Saturday the 23rd of November 1963. Here are a few great moments from the show.
One day I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back.
Homo sapiens. It's only be a few million years since they crawled up out of the mud and learned to walk.
I'm not just a Time Lord. I'm the last of the Time Lords.
I've come to help. I'm the Doctor. Impossible.
The Doctor!
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it, clearly. So what does the birthday actually mean to fans? How exciting is it that David Tennant is back for 3 episodes starting on Saturday night? Well, Rhys Humphreys is a Doctor Who super fan, frankly, from Swindon, and he's been telling me about when he first fell in love with Doctor Who.
Well, I'm not really sure how old I was, because the episode I remember watching would have aired when I was about 1, so surely that can't be right. But it was an episode with the Daleks, Christopher Eccleston. I watched it mainly from behind the sofa, and then since then, just the wonder of the show and the magic of being able to see new worlds, new places, that's what really caught my attention, I think.
And it's still exactly the same, even though you've gone through different doctors in that time.
Well, the best thing about Doctor Who is where you do go through different doctors, you get to see so many different aspects of the doctor's personality, and that just helps you fall in love with the character more, I think, because you're seeing parts of them you've never seen before. Like, you've had anger with Peter Capaldi in New Who, and a little bit with Tom Baker in Classic Who, and then you've got comedic doctors like David Tennant, Sylvester McCoy, and it's just each different regeneration of the Doctor makes you feel something different, and that's what I love.
I feel like I'm asking a parent to name their favourite child, but do you have a favourite Doctor?
I do have a favourite Doctor, but just in case any of them are listening, I will not disclose that information.
So how exciting is it for Doctor Who fans then to have David Tennant back as the Doctor?
It's really, really exciting. I mean, I remember watching the special for the BBC Centenary last year, and when Jodie Whittaker transformed back into David Tennant, I was just in absolute shock and awe, because that is the Doctor really I grew up watching. That's the Doctor I remember. And so to see him back, it just, I can't really explain how excited it makes me and just what it does to my heart. It sends it into palpitation slightly.
Steady. Stay calm. What are you hoping then that the new series with David Tennant is going to bring you for these episodes at least?
I'm hoping this time we're going to have Donna actually getting to remember her adventures with the Doctor, because she was always a character who felt like she wasn't special. It turns out she was. And then to save her, the Doctor had to wipe everything from her mind. I'm also hoping maybe we get some flashbacks to the original 1963 run, just because I'd love to see some more of the classic show referenced in the new iteration.
And of course, there is a new Doctor on the horizon. What do you think Shuti Gatwa will bring to the role?
Well, I mean, I've watched Shuti in Sex Education, and I have to say he is an absolutely masterful actor. His comedic timing is brilliant. I was actually watching an interview earlier with David Tennant where he was talking about the scenes he's seen with Shuti in, and he was saying he has an anger, a fire there, and I'm really, really excited to see that. I think it'll be just absolutely amazing.
Okay, you won't reveal your favourite Doctor. Will you tell me at least, have you got a favourite bit of Doctor Who memorabilia that's closest to your heart?
Well, I'm trying to collect all of the different sonic screwdrivers just because I like to hold them, and I've got them in a mug in my front room, like people do with pens, but mine is just a bit more sci-fi-y.
How many sonic screwdrivers do you have then?
Let's see. I think I currently have 6 or 7 around the house, and then I've ordered a bunch more, and I've just got David Tennant's new Sonic as well. So
brilliant. I'm hoping you'll be putting up more shelves. The Reese Humphreys, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Sue.